joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 3-2 defeat against Whitstable in the Trophy. Alan, we may be top of the league, but can you argue against the result today?
Not really, except for the last 5 minutes when we missed a couple of sitters. I thought defensively we were awful. I thought my two centre-halves were shocking, absolutely shocking. And mistakes at Cosworth. We'll be back, there's no doubt about that. It's a one-off result, and everybody's very disappointed, I understand that, but there's no panicking out like us. It's a bad day at the office. We're back four, didn't defend. Midfield players didn't get tight, and up front we missed a few sitters. The truth of the matter is we've stopped tackling, stopped competing a bit, and maybe this is a kick up the backside we need, so we'll kick on from there.
Do you think after the recent run of results the players turned up today just expecting Whitstable to roll over?
A little bit, and I thought we'd expect that in midweek, to be honest, but we got myself out of that one, so it's a bit of a coincidence that it's happened against the lesser teams. But fair play to Whitstable, and they fully deserved their win. But let's say if we defend like that and we don't compete, we've got no chance, but we'll get it back, we'll be fine.
What was your take on their penalty that led to the third goal?
Awful, absolutely awful decision, absolutely awful. He's won the ball, Max. To be honest, it was a terrible decision, and you kind of taught them. Yeah, simple as that. So they say it again every single week, we say with referees, but I thought it was shocking. I thought it was an awful decision to take. I really did.
It wasn't the only bad one, was it? Their number seven was lucky to stay on following a clash with Tommy Williams.
I saw it, Gabba, but I kind of keep on going. But to be honest, we're here for a reason. I'm here for a reason, they're here for a reason. And the players are here for a reason. That's why we have days like we do today. But we kind of just talked about this one game. We've got it, and the referees, I kind of be bored to talk about them no more, to be honest. And this one game's a one-off, because we're doing good 12 games unbeaten and have a day like this, so it's a one-off.
Dean Lodge, so often our talisman this season, he was very, very quiet today.
Done nothing all day and had his top out, and that's why he doesn't play at a higher level. And if people are watching today, they say, what a waste of time. But he's won with games, to be honest. So it's, he doesn't come a bad player overnight. He's had a very bad day at the office today, probably one of our worst performances, except for the back four. And it's not the only one, because everybody expects a bit of magic from him, to be honest, and he has given us that, he has done that for us. But he's not the only one. There's some bad performances out there at the end.
How much did we miss Simon Huckle in the centre of midfield?
Oh, massive. But we did beforehand. I was starting Harmsey this morning, and we're sort of like thinking if we can get a draw today, because he's massive to him. It just shows that how big he is to play for us, because we haven't got, anybody in midfield 4 to put a tackle in, and he does, and he wins his headers. I thought we missed that today, to be honest. And, some great piece of magic by Tommy Williams for the goals and stuff, but bloody hell, man, tackling and all that, we've forgotten how to tackle.
At 3-2 down, you swapped a defender for a defender. What was your thinking behind that move?
We and Finney for his throw, to be honest. We thought that we'd get Cookie for a bit of strength at left back. It could have been anybody coming off, but we always thought we'd go for height. We thought Wayne Finney's throw might get from back to front a bit quicker. As he's come up and all that, we've created a chance from it. So it's just his throw, and that's all it was, to be honest.
Was it the manner of the defeat today, not so much the defeat itself? Yeah. Apart from a 20-minute spell in the first half, I thought we were second best today.
Yeah, I'll go along with that. It was a manner, yes, that's correct. And they say we're just second best, and people passing around, we're not getting tight, and actually believing that, because we've had it all season, that we're going to do something. It's a kick up the arse we needed, and we'll kick on from here, we will.
How do you pick the players up ahead of a massive game next Saturday against a very good Hayes and Yedding side?
You've got to pick the players up. We just went 12 games unbeaten. At this football club, what happens a lot of times, when we have a negative, everybody jumps on the bandwagon. I'll give the players enough stick, but I know that we'll bounce back. And if it's not next week, it'll be on Monday, as simple as that. So there's no point in picking it. We'll pick the players up. And you've got to pick yourselves up. And it's a long week, a hell of a long week. But come Thursday, we'll be flying again, and we'll come here next Saturday and have a very good.
Like you say, looking at the bigger picture, we're here 3rd, 4th of October talking about the first defeat in any competition this season, so it's not all bad news.
It's not, and obviously I'll take a stick what goes on, I'll pick a team. Obviously the wrong team today, simple as that, but how can you drop players when we've just won 12 games? We've played some unbelievable football. I thought in the first half, to be honest, I thought it was longer than 20 minutes. I thought first half we played some great stuff, I really did, but second half were awful. And if you get that and you get knocked out of the cup, you've got to take the stick what comes on with you. But dare anybody in me that they're there say, oh yeah, it's a disaster. It's not a disaster, because we're top of the league and deserve to be top and 3 points clear, and we'll keep on cracking on that way, we will.
And the league remains the priority, I guess. It was good that it wasn't a league game today.
It's not, because we took every game the same, so I'll be disappointed today if it was a league game. I'm not making an excuse. It was an awful second half day at the office. The players are devastated in there. I'm devastated and go home, but I'm not going to let 12 games go to notice. We've done bloody well. Just because we've had a bad day at the office, we've got to fight back again next week. Then we've got Met Police on the Monday. So that's what we'll be judged. We'll be forgotten about next week, because if we win the FA Cup game, so that's what we'll be doing. Awful result for a Football Club. I've got that. Money on Stake, I've got that as well. I'm not so daft to think the money, the club needs every penny that it can get. But, you know, I'm not going to... We'll kick on again for next week, that's what we'll do. Like I say, at this club, we love a little, you know, disaster. There's no disaster. It's a terrible result at the office. Terrible day for me. I haven't done my job well today. The players haven't done that job well. But we'll bounce back, I'm telling you that now.